is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on using telemedicine to lower costs and expand health care. Recently, I had my annual physical. I've used the same doctor for a dozen years. She chatted and asked me about other family members I've sent her way. She asked me a series of basic rote questions, checked my pulse, pulled out the stethoscope to take a listen, and then sent me on back for blood and urine samples. All of these were simple procedures that, frankly, could have been done anywhere with basic training by a whole range of people and certainly by nurses or nurses' aides. The clinic was part of the giant nonprofit Ochsner hospital chain in Louisiana. They no longer have an x-ray machine there or the capacity for EKGs, so that's another trip to a larger location if I'm willing to take it. A doctor or other health professional could as easily review the test and pronounce me good to go or come back in. I'm not whining, but once I step back and think about the process, my own experience starts to outline part of the problem of the volume provision model for healthcare versus the value model touted for the future. It also brings to mind the crisis in rural healthcare facilities that cannot sustain the volume and are challenged to provide the value. Are there some other fixes for this problem? One might entail a significant expansion of telemedicine. Extensive U.S.-based pilots have established at the least that using telemedicine can link specialists in larger hospitals and cities with patients in rural areas. With equipment and training, there are widely reported cases establishing success in matching health needs in other countries like Latin America with doctors and specialists in the USA. The Georgia-based Global Partnership for Telehealth touts on its website not only an extensive telemedicine network in that state, but a project begun in Africa in 2014 that they claim is the first on the continent. Telemedicine embraces the full range of technical tools from smartphones to computers and in some developed country experiments with even robots. In the current clinic hospital model in the USA, where costs continue to be out of control and access continues to be frustratingly difficult, breaking the bricks and sticks model of healthcare and embracing access, tools, and outreach could be revolutionary. A telemedicine primer offered this insight. Globally, the tipping point would be the care model realignment under healthcare reform, where payment is value-driven, not volume-driven. Care providers, hospitals, physicians, and ancillary caregivers, all part of the overall care team, are paid for results. And whether the venue is the office or a virtual visit at home will no longer matter. Quality is measured and payments made for meeting targets. Finally, there are incentives for preventive care, for keeping citizens healthy so that there is a decrease in the number of physicians' office visits and hospital admissions. The ACO shall define processes to promote evidence-based medicine and patient engagement, report on quality and cost measures, and coordinate care, such as through the use of telehealth, remote patient monitoring, and other such enabling technologies. That's from the Federal Registrar of April 7, 2011. They're talking about the call and promise of the Affordable Care Act as the herald to reform a different model of healthcare. The more you think about it, the more you wonder why not and when. I also start to wonder if the real opposition to Obamacare in the U.S. by some is their persistent toting to all the vested interests of industrial medicine and healthcare delivery systems that have been the standard for decades and need to have voices to protect their old models rather than embracing the change people deserve for universal quality care. The more we deal with the entrenchments of hospitals providing even their required financial assistance plans, the clearer we have become about their unified resistance to change. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.